At the end of the show, I pull a rabbit out of her hat. I always save it for the last. Those kids love animals. At least when I was a kid, I loved animals. That way, the show was a my eyes fixed on the audience as my hand reached into the hat, groping deep inside until it felt comfortable. Out it comes. It never fails to surprise them, and not only me, not only them, me. Every time my hand touches those funny ears inside the hat, I feel like a magician. And even though I know how it's done, the hollow space in the table and all that, over three rope trees and went straight to the hat. My hat disappeared. My eyes sank into the eyes. Soft touch of Kazan's ears.
I pulled Kazan by the
ears. My hand swam up in the air.
And something about him
still fixed
felt a little strange. Lighter.
And then,
suddenly
there was something wet
on my wrist.
And the chubby girl started to scream.
In my right hand, I was holding Kazan's head.
With his long ears.
And wide open rabbit eyes.
just the head.
No, and lots and body. Lots of blood.
The chubby girl kept screaming.
The kids, sitting with their back to me, turned away from the TV and started to clap.
I could feel my lunch rising to my throat. I threw up into my magician's hat, and the vomit disappeared. The kids were ecstatic.
Do that trick anymore.
I used to love it, but just thinking about it now makes my hands shake.
I keep imagining what terrible things I might wind up pulling out of there,
the things waiting inside. Last night, I dreamt I put my hand
into the hat and it was caught.
Close.
Fools
me how I used to be. To place was my hand pain.
Altogether,
but I don't really care.